You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk. This is episode 351, our opponent's podcast. Randall's with me as well. Randall, how's your day going?
It's going.
All things considered.
Yeah. I got a basketball game later tonight, so get back into the basketball season mode. So,
very good. All right, well, let's jump into this. Starting with the Texas Longhorns, they are now 3-4 on the season. They did pick up another loss versus Kansas State, and on Saturday they will be playing Baylor, and probably coming away with another loss. Baylor is 6-0, number 8 in the country. Don't think the Longhorns have a very good shot coming away with the win. One thing that is in their favor is that they are playing at home, and they're only a 4-point underdog to Baylor, but I think it'll be much bigger than that. I think Baylor will come away with the win.
I'm very surprised it's only a 4-point difference there, which I'm also surprised that Baylor's that good this year. I kind of expected them to be to have more turmoil, I guess, after their off-season issues. So I'm very surprised that they're still undefeated, but I definitely think they'll beat Texas by more than 4 points.
And how did we do with our Texas pick for last week? Do you have those numbers?
Yes, both of us had picked Texas, so we might have to stop announcing our picks, because
I know our record's not too well for Notre Dame or for our opponents. One interesting thing about Baylor is that we know they're a scoring machine, but this year they're only allowing 17 points per game on defense, so pretty impressive number there.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, next up, the Wolfpack. They are now 3-5 on the season. They did lose to Wyoming in a they lost one possession game, and yeah, who did we have picked for that game, Randall, for Nevada and Wyoming?
You had Wyoming, and I picked Nevada, so I picked up one. I'm at 500 now for the week.
Good, so I finally got one. They do have a bye
week. No, you missed it. You picked Wyoming to win.
Wyoming, maybe I said it wrong, but sorry. Wyoming did win.
Yeah, sorry. You did pick Wyoming. I had picked Nevada. Shucks, I was trying to pick up that first win of the week.
And they do have a bye week before they'll be playing New Mexico Lobos. So no game for them this weekend. They get a chance to do what I hope Notre Dame has done, regroup, get things back in order, and come away with some wins. Next up, Michigan State continue to lose. That is now 5 games in a row that they have lost. They lost to Maryland 28-17. And who did we pick, Randall, for that matchup?
Hey, you got 2 in a row. You picked Maryland. Sadly, I picked Michigan State.
I think this will be an easy one for both of us. They will be playing Michigan, number 2 Michigan, 7-0 Michigan. And the spread for this game is probably the widest that it's been in 10 years. It's a 25-point spread, and Michigan is at and Michigan State is at home.
Wow.
So
that's pretty crazy, looking at how the two programs have been the last couple of years.
I know. I mean, yeah, traditionally Michigan's been the team, then Michigan State was the team in Michigan for a while, but this is definitely not Michigan State's year. Next up, the Duke Blue Devils, 3-4 on the season. They did lose to Louisville in a closer game than probably anyone expected, a 24-14 game. So pretty impressive, in my opinion, for Duke to keep it that close and to hold Louisville to that few points.
That game,
you know what?
This was two weeks ago. They had a bye week last week. So.
You're right. Thank you.
But they did. Yeah, they did lose their last game.
And they're playing Georgia Tech this Saturday at noon. They're a 7-point underdog versus Georgia Tech. It's at home for Georgia Tech, and I think that Duke is going to come away with the win here. I know the spread is not their 7-point difference, but I'm picking Duke in this game.
Well, I'm going to go with Georgia Tech. So
And then Syracuse, they did beat Boston College 28-20. They have won two games in a row now. The first one in this streak coming against number 17 Virginia Tech at the time, number 17 Virginia Tech, and then beating Boston College. They have a bye week before they play Clemson.
I think I'm just going to stop picking teams.
I'm pretty sure I picked Syracuse in this game.
Yeah, you're having a good week, so. I don't have a win on the week yet.
Well, I think the one week I was one in. I feel like I had one or two picks that were right.
This is why we focus on Notre Dame football, not all of college football.
And then North Carolina State, they will be playing Boston College at 12:30 on Saturday. They lost huge last week to Louisville, 54-13. I did not expect that to happen. I was shocked by that blowout.
We had both picked Louisville, though, so I think it was kind of expected to win. I mean, for Louisville to win, but maybe not by that much.
And then I'm picking North Carolina State against Boston College coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that.
All right, Stanford lost to Colorado 10-5. So their coach hadn't lost three games in a row at Stanford, so they beat Notre Dame to not lose three games in a row, but then they did lose to Colorado 10-5.
Well, we had both picked Colorado, so we definitely made the right move there, and that's pretty bad when we're right on team beating Colorado or Stanford.
And then next, Stanford is going to be playing the Arizona Wildcats at 11 p.m. on Saturday. The Wildcats are 2-5. Stanford's favored by 6. I do think Stanford picks up a win here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stanford on that one.
And the one good thing for, especially in this matchup, is Stanford gets about 300 yards of offense per game, but Arizona gives up about 475 yards per game. So definitely a little bit of an easier defense to go against, and I think the Cardinal will be able to put some points on the board for a change.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a lot of points, but I do think they'll outscore them.
Well, I think they'll get into the 20s.
Yeah, I could go with that.
And then we've got, obviously, Miami. They'll be playing Notre Dame on Saturday. Who did Miami lost to Virginia Tech? And I do know I picked Virginia Tech to beat Miami.
Yes, we both picked Virginia Tech.
Really? I thought you picked Miami.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And this is where he had chimed in and said they would.
That Notre Dame would be favored.
Yeah.
Which it was close. It started out being even, but Miami is favored by 2 now. Okay, next we've got Navy. Navy beat Memphis 42-28. Incredible. I'm pretty sure I had picked Memphis to win this game.
Yes, and I had picked Navy.
So good, very good showing for the midshipmen. And Navy, they'll be playing South Florida coming up, and this is a Friday night game. Friday night at 7 p.m. on ESPN2, South Florida. Even though Navy is the number 22 team in the country, they're not favored in this game. South Florida is favored by 7 points. It is at South Florida. But I'm picking the midshipmen here. I think they've surprised me once, and I'm picking Navy on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Navy. South Florida isn't doing too bad, but Navy, it's the triple option. It's a completely different game.
And then we've got Army. Army is coming off a loss to UNT. Was that? Yeah, that was this past week.
Yes.
A big loss, 35-18. Army was at home, so disappointing for them. They're now 4-3 on the year. And coming up, they'll be playing Wake Forest on Saturday at 3:30. Wake Forest does have a really good defense and a really bad offense. And so I think Army definitely has a shot here. They're 7-point underdogs, so I think they definitely have a shot and can maybe keep it close, but I do think Wake Forest will be victorious.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Wake Forest on that one. And we had both picked Army to win last week, but that didn't happen, so.
Okay, sorry, I forgot to ask. And then Virginia Tech played Miami, so we already talked about that. They're playing Pitt tonight, actually, at 7 p.m., right before this recording. And I'm going to go with Virginia Tech. Pitt is 5-2. Virginia Tech is 5-2. It's at Pitt, but Pitt is, fa or sorry, it is at Pitt, but Virginia Tech is favored by 4 points. And I think that with their combination of pretty decent offense, pretty decent defense, I think they'll win this one pretty easily.
Yeah, I would have to go with Virginia Tech. I d think they're the better overall team, so.
And then finally, USC. After starting the season 1-3, they have won 3 in a row. They're now 4-3 on the season. They did beat Arizona 48-14. And coming up later on tonight at 10:30 on ESPN, they're playing Cal. We've talked about Cal a little bit because they played Texas, but this is USC is favored big time in this one. 19 points. It's at USC, night game, and I'm definitely picking the Trojans for this one.
Yeah, I'd have to go with USC. They're definitely starting to turn things around. And I'd have to go with USC on this one.
All right. I think that pretty much wraps it up. All right, so let's look at any interesting matchups coming up for this weekend that we want to keep an eye on. Ryan, you know what the most irritating thing about not being good in college football, being a Notre Dame fan?
What's that?
It's that when you click on the scores, either in the ESPN app or on the website, we don't show up in the top 25 ranking.
Exactly.
Which is, I like it because I can kind of see, oh, this game's before Notre Dame plays, or this game's after Notre Dame plays, or they're playing at the same time.
Yeah.
But interesting matchups. I mean, definitely the one that jumps out is number 4 Washington and number 17 Utah. Utah is 7-1. Washington is favored by 11 points, and I think that they will, be. I think they'll win for sure. I don't know how easy of a win it'll be. It is at Utah, and so that definitely plays in Utah's favor. That hometown crowd. The game's at 3:30 Eastern time, so it'll probably be around 12:30 local time out there. So it's not going to be a night game for the crowd as far as adding to the atmosphere for Utah's sake, but definitely that'll be probably the one of the ones that that's probably my top game to watch for this weekend.
Yeah, the only other one would be Nebraska and Wisconsin, but it is Big Ten football, so.
People are really down on on Nebraska, and I think they're a decent team. In fact, I think they'll beat Wisconsin. Wisconsin's favored by 8.5, but I think that Nebraska's going to win.
I'm not really sure which way to go on that. I'm not sure who all Nebraska's played so far this year, but
They played Oregon, and then, yeah, they haven't played great competition. There is another top 25 matchup, Clemson and Florida State, but I think Florida State is kind of overrated. They're outside of the top 10, and by the end of this season, I think they'll be outside of the top 15.
Yeah, the only other matchup would be Ohio State and Northwestern, just because I have to tweet out the link. But there is a video from last week's Ohio State game versus Penn State, and the announcers, it's I forget what the name of the site is. It's not anti-Ohio State, but basically, they're announcing the game, and they're like, "Oh, Urban Meyer, the greatest coach of all time, here's another win for them this week. What could go wrong with this amazing offense? And what's going to happen?" And on it, they're very, very positive about the whole thing. And then their field goal gets blocked, and they're still, "Oh, we still have the best coach in the country. We still have all these best players. That they're getting something ready." And yeah, it's pretty funny.
Do tweet
But
it out. I haven't seen it.
yeah, I was going to send it to you and forgot about it. But and according to that phone call that I did send to you, was some Ohio State fan calling in to one of the sports shows. He was saying that, I mean, screaming and saying how bad it was. And, you know, they're playing Northwestern next, and they're probably going to lose that game. And they got Michigan State coming up next week, and they'll probably lose that one too. So you thought Notre Dame fans were pretty bad. There's some...
I can't wait to watch that fan base implode once Urban Meyer leaves.
Yeah.
All right.
I can only hope.
That wraps up our opponent's podcast. Check back. We'll have our score predictions episode coming out a little bit later. And I think that's all I've got, Randall. Anything from you?
That's it.
All right. Thank you for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.